It's really interesting, I think, when John got up earlier and he said that we're all here for a purpose in this particular place, particularly we've been brought together for purpose, which is, you know, is an amazing thing in itself when you think of what we've been through. And thinking about my own situation, and I've shared some of how I've felt over the last few weeks earlier and what God's sort of done in me through that. But this time it is really different for me. As you know, I've had two redundancies in the past, and the first one, it was a real faith challenge because I needed a job very, very quickly because we weren't in a stable financial situation as we are. And I think at that time, I think I was probably earning more than Dave. So to take a hit on the income at that point was really, God needed to do something very quickly. And within a month, I think it was, I had a new job, which lasted for 3 years, which we were really thankful for. And again, it was a different economic time, so arguably you could say, well, it was just, you know, that was circumstances. And then the last time I was made redundant, it took a bit longer. But when I look back on that, and that five-month period, Becky will remember that five-month period, it was a very, very special and precious time. Becky was in hospital at that time, waiting for Abigail to come. And we had all sorts of things we needed to do with the ladies. Back when we were in BCC, Becky was running the ladies group, and that needed to continue. So I was able to support Beck during that time while she was in hospital. And it was pretty much to the day, wasn't it, that you came back to run the ladies group, but then I ended up back in work. So you can look back and go, that was for that reason. And although at the time it was very difficult, and again, you can go, well, you didn't get a job because it was a really difficult economic situation. Actually, it was God's purpose that I was there to support Becky at that time, even though sometimes it was from the hospital bed, but it was very special, and we can look back on that and say that's what you did for us there during that time. And this time, it's completely different again, because God has a different purpose, and I feel this time that I've got a bit more time and space to be able to really, really consider what it is that God wants for me. And I'm just so excited about that. And it is. And you say, well, you've got real choice this time, and that's happened because Dave's got his promotion and, you know, you're more stable financially and all the rest of it. But actually, it's not about that. It's God purposed Dave's promotion and that provision for us to enable me to be where I am now. And it's up to me now to use that really, really wisely. And I've been really dipping into UCB notes over the course of the last 2 weeks, really. It's really helped me at the beginning of the day, going into quite tough environment at the moment. And there was one, it was on the 22nd of May, and it's called Thinking for a Change. And I thought, that's interesting, because actually this time and space that I've got now will enable me to truly think for a change rather than just rushing around and doing things in a very capable manner. And Proverbs 21:5 says, the plans of the diligent lead to profit. So it's important for me at this time to be diligent in everything that I'm going to be undertaking, whether that's in the home, whether that's outside of the home, whether that's church things, whether that's sorting Freddie out for exams, all of those things. But it's really up to me to be diligent, and that will lead to profit. So I'm just going to read out this UCB note, just as a bit of a thought provoker, really, and to help you to understand the importance of thinking, stepping back and thinking rather than rushing into things. And again, this little bit focuses on being in the right place at the right time with the right people. And I just feel that we are so in the right place with the right people. So here we go, and then I'll end. In his book, Thinking for a Change, Dr. John Maxwell says, the right thought plus the right people in the right environment at the right time for the right reason always produces the right result. Let's take a minute and break those words down. The right thought. Thinking produces ideas, and ideas have incredible power and potential. But every idea begins as a seed thought, so you have to nurture and protect it. That's what I'm really asking God for at the moment, is to really just give me new creative ways of looking at the way that I approach my life. So I'm really excited about that. 2, the right people. When you expose the right idea to the right people, great things happen. In their company, it blossoms and becomes infused with possibility. It's so, so important. And one of the things we've learned over many years of walking with God and serving John and Richard is that you have to get alongside the right people. It's no, you have to accept wise counsel. You know, it just is so important. And the wrong people can put you off in the wrong direction and, disastrous effects, really. The right environment. In the right environment, thinking is valued. Ideas flow freely. Fresh eyes are welcome. Changes are expected. Questions are encouraged. Egos are checked. Ideas stimulate better ideas. And thinking generates teamwork. I think we're entering into a time of the church at the moment where those ideas are starting to come. We're starting to see that vision for the future of what God wants us to do, not only in the community here, amongst the hospital, amongst the students, but also out in Africa. And these are new things that God has given us to look at, which a year or so ago may not have been there. So this environment is creating the right space for those ideas and new thoughts and things to come to life. The right time. The Emperor Hadrian said, "To be right too soon is to be wrong. While still in the stretching stage of an idea, present it without expectation, timeframes, or rigidly defined goals." Why? Because if you try to implement your idea too early, it may not survive. And I think we know that as a church. When we first started out, God really checked us very early to say, you need to be walking very closely with me. You need to be taking the six steps and checking in. We could have rushed ahead and done all sorts of things, and just because we kind of could, but it wouldn't have been at the right time. And then for the right reason. J.P. Morgan said, "A man always has two reasons for doing anything, a good idea and the real reason. Motives matter, and selfish motives disqualify us. God only gets behind ideas that fulfill his purposes and demonstrate his love for others. Sometimes an idea becomes great when it partners with another idea. Other times it excels just as it is. But one thing is for certain, as you stretch your thinking, you will discover that your thinking is stretching you." And that's really my prayer for us all at the moment, that we are stretched into a new place of ideas and creativity and just real Holy Spirit-led, just, I don't know what the word is really, stuff, so that we are stretched, because I think part of us being together in this new place is about us being challenged, you know. Probably some of us, we quite like a nice, comfortable life, but within a small group, there is no place for that. We all have our place to participate. I love that, those words that John used. What was it, John, the participants? What are we all? Oh. We're all participants here. Nobody is a lesser person, and it's really, really important that we do that. So I just thought I'd share that with you, because, you know, this is things that are really, really helping me at the moment. And just remember that the plans of the diligent lead to profit, and I do believe that we're being diligent in all that we're undertaking, and we will see fruit soon. Amen.